T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and as we get ready to give you our picks, it's Dukes and Bell's Ingles Picks of the Week. And we'll tell you how all of this works in just a second. But as we get ready to pick some games for you guys this weekend, a reminder that BetQL, the network, is available nationwide on the Odyssey mobile app and website. It's wagertainment for every fan, guys. Again, that's BetQL Network, only on the Odyssey app. Go check it out. Great betting info and sports tips from local talent and national experts as well. This is going to be pretty simple. We'll do it on Fridays. All four of us, all right, Mike and I, along with Turtle, Behind the Glass, Bo Morgan, Squid, we all will give you our picks. That way, whoever is on top will be on top, and who's on the bottom, well, they're going to catch it. So it gives us all a chance to chime in on this. All the picks will be against the spread, guys, so you get three games, one NFL, one college, and then a wild card game. So that can be another NFL game, whatever you want it to be, but one NFL, one college, and then a wild card game. So that's how we're going to start this week, and I want to hand it over to Bo because I think it's appropriate that Bo goes first. Ingles Picks of the Week, and again, brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. All right, Bo, go ahead and take off. Where are you going this week?
Well, I will start with my first pick, my NFL pick. I am going Kansas City minus the 3. They're giving 3 points to...
Oh, it's up to 3.5 now, by the way. I was looking at that game. It's now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take the 3.5 then, but I think they are going to roll over the Ravens. The Ravens have all these injuries. Lamar has that whole mental block thing. You know, to be the man, you got to beat the man, Lamar. And you haven't beat the man. And I'm taking Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes minus 3.5.
All right. Yeah, I'm on that too. Save you the time, Squid. That was what I was looking at. So I'm with Squid Billy on this. I think the injuries of the defense in Kansas City, Kansas City's pass defense got torched last week, but I don't think Lamar's the guy to do it the way he's been throwing it.
All right, so Mike is also on KC, 3.5.
Minus 3.5. Yeah.
The Ravens. Now, I'll say this, and Chris, I'm not sure where you're going. We're going to get Bo's other college pick in his wild card. But I do think that coming off of that emotional loss with the injuries they've had, it's just a lot for Lamar Jackson to do this weekend. You're basically asking him to do everything. So I saw one of these prop bets, Mike, where he's going to run more than 10 times. If he's running more than 10 times, that's a problem. So I know he scrambles and he gets yards, but if you're telling me Lamar Jackson is going to be the leading rusher for the Ravens, they're not beating the Chiefs. So we will see. All right, but what's your college game?
Well, Tulane is paying a visit to Ole Miss. They're hitting Oxford. They're going to hit the Grove. And they're breaking out their old school helmets with a little greenie. And yep, they even added a little sticker, a little decal that says SEC Champs 34, 39, 49. But let me tell you something. You're not SEC Champs in 2021. You're getting 14.5, and you ain't going to cover because Matt Corral and Lane Kiffin are the second best team in the SEC West. Give me Ole Miss giving up 14.5.
And that's, wow, Matt Corral to me and you, brother.
Yeah, buddy. Wow. That's okay. My quarterback, by the way. Hashtag my new Falcon quarterback. Hashtag Matt Corral.
All right, so that's Tulane. That's 14.5. That's your college game. What's your wild card game, Bo?
Well, I'm going back to college. Speaking of overrated quarterbacks, De'Eriq King in Miami. They think that Sparty's going to come down there and they're going to suddenly find this magic. Not so fast. They could barely get past App State. I am taking Sparty, Mel Mel Tucker is going to have it rolling in his second season. Already a good turnaround. They're getting 6.5
Ooh.
In Miami. I am taking Sparty plus 6.5
All right.
Wow.
Against the U, Michigan State. That's an interesting game. All right, there you go. So Bo's got Kansas City, 3.5 over the Ravens. Ole Miss, 14.5 point favorite, and he's taking Ole Miss over Tulane. Michigan State, 6.5 at the U. All right, that's going to be an interesting game. All right, guys, keep it moving. I want to get to Turtle, then I'm going to get to Mike. I'll give you mine last. Turtle, what do you got? Give me your games.
All right, well, the team that beat the Baltimore Ravens in week one, I love the Raiders, plus 6
Ooh.
Going to Pittsburgh, boys. Pittsburgh, Ooh. Poor offensive showing in week one. They really struggled to find their footing on offense. Buffalo, good defense, but I think this one's going to be a shootout. Give me the Raiders.
You know, no Josh Jacobs, by the way.
Listen, they're not running the ball anyway. This is going to be an aerial showcase, Mike.
Just letting you know.
So wait a minute. What happened to Jacobs, Mike?
He's out
out with an injury. I knew that going in. To me, that's
all
fine.
Right.
I don't
all
care.
Right.
Listen,
okay.
I think Steelers win 30-27 Raiders Ooh. Cover. Ooh. Now for my college pick, I love me some Fighting Irish at home, -7 versus Purdue. They were hanging by a thread in their first two games of the season this year. They need to make a statement at home.
Yeah,
love
true.
Their quarterback, Jack Cohn. I think he's going to have a huge game versus sloppy Purdue defense. Give me a blowout for Notre Dame, -7 I would take it at -10 boys. And then my wild card, give me the Texans to cover 13
What?
Against the Browns, who are at home. If you watch that game, I know it was against Jacksonville. Tyrod Taylor looked great. I'm not saying they're going to win the game, but they will cover the 13.
Hold on, hold on. Chris has said he loves Jack Cohn, which is the first person I've ever heard say that about him playing.
He's a big lacrosse. He's a big lacrosse fan.
And then he took the Texans plus 13. Boy, what'd you take on your bicycle ride in today?
Here's what's crazy, Chris. I'm looking at this game, and I'm with you. Listen, the Browns know they should have won last week, right? They blew it. Baker couldn't make the plays at the end, and you say that's the difference between him and elite quarterbacks, whether you believe that or not. But now the thought is the Browns are pissed off, and they're going to go take their emotions out on the Texans and beat them by double digits? Ooh, I'm with you. I don't know about that. Good picks. Mm. Raiders plus 6 Irish cover the 7 against Purdue, and the Texans cover against the Browns. All right, Mike Bell, you say you got Kansas City 3.5 over the Ravens?
Yeah, man, I'm with Squid Billy on that one. All those things we talked about, the Ravens injuries, and I'm not saying the Ravens aren't going to score some points. It is at home. It is in Charm City, but it's just they got some bad juju right now, do the Ravens. By the way, Purdue, they wouldn't let them bring the world's biggest drum on the field, Carl, to Notre Dame Stadium. You see that?
They wouldn't?
No, so, I mean, and the Irish, I mean, come on. It's just a drum. It's not like they're bringing Bevo in here from Texas or something, right?
It wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit through their tunnel, Mike.
Well, I mean, shoot, let them, they want to bring their engineers, Bo. All those guys went to
That's
the moon.
True.
They're
That's
astronauts.
True.
They can get a crane and put the thing in there.
Just shows Purdue's going to be mad. They're going to beat Notre Dame. Sorry,
oh,
Chris.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Chris,
so, yeah,
Chris.
I'm with Squid Billy with the chefs. Great googly moogly. College game. This is going to be so much fun to watch because, you know, I hate Nebraska because I just never liked Tom Osborne. Oklahoma, it should be 35. It should be where Georgia is with South Carolina. They're in Norman. The Sooners, -22.5 over the hapless Cornhuskers.
Wow. John Fricky, you hear this? They cover the 22, Mike. Yes?
Do that in a half.
All right, there it is. Oklahoma over Nebraska. By the way, For a lot of our listeners, that used to be a big rivalry.
That used to be, yes.
Mike just forgot to say future Falcons quarterback Spencer Rattler leading the Oklahoma side.
Matt Corral or Spencer Rattler. These are the guys I've already earmarked, Carl, on my little my wish list, okay, for the Falcons next year.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, can we stop?
All right, real quick, wild card pick. I'm going back to the pros. And another guy who is just so dynamic at quarterback, and they've got good defense right now. Chandler Jones went off last week. It's Minnesota going to Phoenix. I've got Arizona, the Cardinals, -3.5 over the Vikings.
Yes, sir. I am on that as well. 3.5 over the Vikings. And you can put me down. That's one of my pro games as well. D-Hop was great last week. Chandler Jones, 5 sacks. Vikings have won 5 of 6 going back to 2010, but when Derrick Henry didn't have a great game last week, you saw the limitations of that offense. Mm-hmm. Here's what's crazy. You held the number one rusher in the league last week to 58 yards. Guess who the number two rusher in the league was last year? Dalvin Cook. That's who they faced this week, and you saw what they did with Henry. I'm with you, Mike. 3.5, give me Arizona over Minnesota, and all of a sudden everybody's going to start talking about the West and how good Arizona is. We already knew that. All right, as far as college is concerned, guys, call me crazy, but I'm going to say Georgia Southern covers the 23.5 against Arkansas. I think they cover the 24 against Arkansas. I'm taking Georgia Southern, especially after Arkansas beat Texas last week.
Emotional win. Letdown?
A little bit. Now, I still think Arkansas wins the game. I don't think they win by 24 over Georgia Southern. So I'm taking Southern.
What you put in that cigar, Carl?
I'm taking Southern, baby. And here's my wild card, guys. I've been thinking about it all day, and I'm going back and forth, back and forth. But at the end of the day, I'm going back to the NFL, and I'm going to tell you guys that the Jets, yes, Chris, are going to cover the 6 against the Patriots. The Jets will cover the 6. Pats lost 17-16 last week at Miami. We know Mac Jones looked really good. But Belichick, when you talk about trying to shut down these quarterbacks, he didn't do such a great job last week as everybody thought he would with Tua. I think Zach's going to have a good game, and they'll be in the game. They cover the 6.
Wow. Tua's actually got weapons, Carl, but okay.
Yeah, yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I'm still, wow, this Georgia Southern game. Wow, you're a wild man. You're a wild man, Carl.
That's a revenge pick, Mike.
We will see.
All right.
I could have – now, listen, and you guys know. I mean, we've been looking at this stuff all day. We could have easily – there's some really easy picks, I think, that are out there. But then there's some really hard ones. Mike, I'm looking at the Auburn game. Auburn on the road against Penn State, and do they cover the 5 points? That's basically a touchdown?
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that game because I still don't know which – I mean, Penn State looks really good so far. I'm just – Harsin and, more importantly, Bo Nix is going to handle this one. We spoke about it with Jason Campbell. He thinks they can hang. You realize Georgia Southern lost to Florida Atlantic 38-6 last week?
I do.
Wow, yes, you're a wild man, Carl Dukes.
Yes, I do.
Wild man.
Yes, I do. You think Arkansas beats them, what, 70-0 or something like that? Maybe?
Pittman? I mean, but you're right. No, the argument you're making for the emotional letdown, that is real. That's real.
All right. And by the way, I still think Arkansas wins, but we will see. 30 points is a lot. All right, guys. And remember, that's a ball control offense. We will see where the picks go. Maybe, you know, Bo's on top next week. Maybe Turtle's on top. Maybe Mike Bell's on top. Find out. Join us every week. We'll do it here on Fridays at 4:20. Ingles Picks of the Week. And again, brought to you by Ingles Low Prices. Love the save.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.